NY-based nonprofit calls Palestinian terrorists killed in Gaza victims of Israeli genocide. By Deborah Brand on August 23, 2022. A New York-based nonprofit hailed by the Hadid family has released a protest toolkit for anti-Israel activists that included posters of terrorists killed in a three-day conflict between Israel and Gaza as innocent victims, as well as chants that call for the destruction of the Jewish state. Within Our Lifetime, WOL, which calls for a globalized intifada, has been behind several major anti-Israel protests on the East Coast in recent years. In response to the occupation's latest genocidal attack on Gaza, in which 49 Palestinians were murdered in cold blood between August 5 and August 7, we have added the full list of the names of the martyrs in Gaza and high-resolution posters of them to the bottom of the toolkit, read an Instagram post by Will, linking users to the materials. Print them out and take pictures with them at protests and at home to continue the call to honor the martyrs of Palestine, Will urged supporters. Will's site does not distinguish between terrorists and innocent civilians. It also doesn't differentiate between those killed by Israeli strikes and those killed by misfired terror rockets that fell short of their target and landed within the strip. Senior Islamic Jihad commander Taysir Mahmoud al-Jabari, pictured top, is described as a martyr who was murdered in cold blood, as are Palestinian children who were killed by a misfired rocket. In April, a Jewish counter-protester was attacked by demonstrators at a well-organized rally in New York City. A month later, as reported by Breitbart, Palestinian-American real estate mogul and the father of supermodels Bella and Gigi Hadid, Mohammed Hadid, called on people to follow Wool leader Nurdin Kizwani. Kizwani started Wool after leaving a chapter of New York Students for Justice in Palestine, SJP, for being too radical. She has shared pictures of herself on social media with Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine, PLFP, terrorists such as Rasmia Ode and Leila Khaled. Kizwani has rallied people to an armed uprising, with her group chanting "There is only one solution." Intifada, revolution at a protest outside the Friends of the IDF offices in March. In 2020, Kizwani shared a video of herself threatening to set a man's IDF sweatshirt on fire, the report said. That year she was named by the NGO Stop Antisemitism as their Anti-Semite of the Year.